Hi, this is Dan Steele with your WASA Legislative Report for Monday, March 29th. The legislature has now entered its last month of the 2021 regular legislative session. Today is day 78 of the 105-day session, and activities have moved into overdrive. Last Friday was the last day for policy committees to adopt bills from the opposite house, and this Friday is the last day for fiscal committees to adopt opposite house bills with financial impacts. So as you can imagine, there has been a whirlwind of activity in committees. Add to all that activity the release of six legislative budget proposals last week, and things got a little crazy. Both the Senate and House released 2021-23 transportation budgets, 2021-23 capital construction budgets, and 2021-23 operating budgets, and each of the six proposals had 2021 supplemental budgets embedded in the two-year proposals. All six budgets began being acted upon last week. The Senate's transportation budget is the first to move out of its own house. Having moved through the committee process last week, the Senate transportation budget was adopted unanimously by the full Senate today. The two capital budgets have begun to be heard, with the Senate adopting its proposal from committee on Saturday. And the two operating budgets are on the move as well. The Senate's operating budget was heard last Friday and will be adopted by committee this evening. It is expected to be moved by the full Senate in the next few days. The House's operating budget was one step behind, being heard on Saturday, but will be moved out of committee this evening. It is likely to wait for the Senate proposal to move first, but the House budget should be adopted by the full House by the end of the week. As budgets move from their own house, budget writers will begin negotiating on final compromise budgets. There just isn't enough time to comprehensively review the budgets in this podcast, so we'll cover some of the high points. You're encouraged to review the special budget edition of This Week in Olympia, released today, to get the full details of the education-related portions of the six budgets. The Senate's operating budget is the high watermark budget, even surpassing Governor Inslee's December budget request of $57.5 billion. The Senate's proposal would spend a total of $59.2 billion in the upcoming 2021-23 biennium. The House's proposal would spend $58.3 billion. Both budgets appropriate federal ESSER II and ESSER III dollars in the 2021 supplemental budget and then reappropriate the funds in the two-year budget, providing flexibility to continue using those funds if they're not expended in fiscal year 21. The total appropriation for ESSER dollars is $1.7 billion. This includes $1.67 billion of ESSER III funds from the American Rescue Plan adopted a few weeks ago, and another $74 million from ESSER II. You might recall House Bill 1368, the Early Action Pandemic Relief Plan, provided school districts with $668 million, leaving $74 million of ESSER II funds on the table. The remaining $74 million of ESSER II funds is appropriated alongside ESSER III funds in both the House and Senate operating budgets. The Senate operating budget provides emergency pupil transportation funds to shore up school district budgets. However, we still need the policy changes embedded in Senate Bill 5128 to pass in order to access the funds in the budget. Senate Bill 5128 is in the Senate Rules Committee awaiting action. We'd encourage you to engage with all your legislators and urge them to move the bill quickly. The Senate operating budget also provides for enrollment stabilization funds, but takes a different approach from what we've been discussing. The budget provides funding to supplement federal funding to assist in stabilizing school district budgets. One-time funding is provided to ensure school districts receive at least $1,500 per pupil for COVID relief funding when combined with federal ESSER funds. In simple terms, if a district receives less than $1,500 per pupil in federal relief funds, the state will provide supplemental funding up to that $1,500 per student. Of course, this was not the solution we have been seeking, but this funding should smooth allocations among districts to provide for a more equitable distribution of federal dollars, especially for those districts that either have little Title I enrollment or do not participate in Title I. While that is positive, it's still unclear if this funding will be enough to cover the many enrollment-based programs that will be underfunded due to enrollment declines. The House operating budget also addresses enrollment stabilization as well as transportation stabilization by providing additional funds to school districts that do not receive sufficient ESSER funds to offset reductions to state revenues due to drops in enrollment and bus ridership. Proviso language in the House operating budget clarifies the calculation of the funding, and it is language that is lifted straight from the original House Bill 1476 that we have talked about so much in the last couple of months. And speaking of House Bill 1476, which currently only ensures school levy capacity, is scheduled to be acted upon tomorrow, March 30th, in the Senate Ways and Means Committee. Another major issue funded in both budgets is learning recovery. Both budgets provide funding for a series of programs, mostly grant programs, to assist districts in addressing student learning loss or learning recovery. Both budgets fund different programs with different funding levels, so this will be a major item that will need to be negotiated. In the end, however, it is clear legislators are prepared to provide significant resources for activities related to student learning loss. As you can imagine, in a 950-page budget, there are literally thousands of issues to address and hundreds of K-12 issues to tackle, and certainly not enough bandwidth to review all of the key issues here. Again, we encourage you to review today's special budget edition of This Week in Olympia. Although the focus of legislators is becoming more and more narrow as we approach the end of this session, we still encourage you to stay engaged. The budgets are in the hands of budget writers and leadership, and they'll soon be moving underground to negotiate final compromise packages. However, with effective messages and powerful stories, you can still influence decision-making. And while budget writers and leadership are the power brokers, getting to enough rank-and-file legislators will allow them to provide influence in peer-to-peer conversations. Beyond the budget, we still need to see policy changes in Senate Bill 5128, transportation, to be adopted. While enrollment stabilization is being addressed in the budget, we still need House Bill 1476 to pass to secure school district levy capacity. Again, we encourage you to stay engaged. Thank you for listening.